Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Greg Hill Show,
live from Red Sox spring training in Fort Myers, Florida,
is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewards.
Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey.
And House Lubricator.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, I just went live on Instagram from JetBlue Park because Jackie Bradley Jr. is here, so you can hop on my Instagram, Greg Hill, WEEI. And thanks for coming up and doing the show this morning.
You're welcome, no problem.
How you doing?
I'm great.
You're great?
I'm great.
Has this been one of the odder off seasons for you? I mean,
my off season's been pretty great, actually. Haven't been really unique or anything nothing, for me personally.
Nothing unique for you. I mean, what about how do you as a leader and a guy who's done this before? Do you come into spring training and talk to guys and go whether it's what's going on from a Cora situation or a Mookie situation or a sign stealing situation? You come in and tell guys that it's got to be about baseball. Like, what's your approach?
You just talk to guys normal. I mean, I don't think our immediate conversations is worrying about any of that. I think it's just kind of us rekindling, kind of finding out how each other's doing, how each other's family's been and things like that. We don't necessarily bring that stuff up until we're asked questions about it.
You going to miss Alex?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We talked a little bit the other day with Nathan Eovaldi, just kind of what he was like from a manager perspective. And, I mean, you guys really, really appreciated what he brought to the table.
Yeah. He was a guy who really loved the game. And, we gravitated towards that just because, he loved doing his job. And obviously, making us better ball players, making sure we were very cohesive and just win. That's what it's all about.
Feel like the Red Sox made the right decision on that, or do you wish that they had waited a while when it came to Alex?
I don't know. I don't know about what's right and right and wrong decision. I kind of leave that up to the personnel that handles that job. That's out of my jurisdiction.
Above your pay grade.
That's out of my jurisdiction.
Yeah. Well, what can you tell us about Ron?
Ron's great. Very intellectual man. Been around the game for a long time, and he has a lot to share, a lot to offer in this game, and I think guys will really look forward to his leadership.
So when it comes to this offseason of a lot of change, obviously there's the managerial issue and then the ongoing investigation, which I know no comment on because we're going to let the process play out, but also the departure of David and Mookie. What's the first thing that you'll miss about both of those guys?
Just seeing them.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah. They were like brothers, a great, great, great friendship. And, obviously you never want to see guys that you go to battle with every single day gone. But as we all know, it's the nature of the business. And, you just wish them nothing but the best and continue to move forward.
Yeah, the rotation will obviously miss David. The lineup will miss Mookie as well. But in terms of the outfield, now look, there have been times we've watched you play and we feel like you could probably just put you out there and you could cover left, right, and center. You made so many amazing plays. How do you make up for losing Mookie, who was a great outfielder and had a cannon for an arm out and right? Does that make your job a little more difficult?
No, I think everybody should just, play their game.
Do their job.
Don't try to, be something that you're not, obviously. Having Marcus in the lineup, he's a great player, one of the top players in the game. And I think if anybody presses to try to replicate him, then you're not doing yourself a service. So just play your game and, you know, trust what you have and get the job done.
Is it hard to focus on business from your perspective when you have, when you look at somebody like Mookie who's not here, when you think about, hey, the organization, I wish they could have found a way to get it done with Mookie. Does that interfere when it comes to your thoughts at all?
No, not with my psyche at all. It's one of those things where you just try to focus on what you can control and kind of go from there. So, you know, that I'll let them handle their business and I'm going to handle mine on the field.
When it comes to Boston and playing in Boston, are you somebody who has enjoyed that experience? We were talking with Chaim Bloom yesterday about the expectations of, never mind the media, but of the fans. Do you thrive on that?
I'm so even keel that, I'm not really swayed one way or the other. I just go out there, try to play the game the right way, and help my team win. Those are my main focuses.
When it comes to the Astros, what do you think it's going to be like when they face other teams this season?
Honestly, I have no idea. It's one of those things where we're going to all wait and see. And
you think guys are going to throw at them?
I don't know. I hope not. I don't want anybody to, you know, get injured or anything like that. But I'm not certain how it's gonna play out.
But as a player, are you pissed at them? Do you think that what they did brought shame to the game? Did you hear their apologies yesterday?
I didn't hear their apologies. Yeah. Obviously, you see quotes and stuff like that. But I'm focused on the Red Sox, and I'm sure their whole thing will play out. Obviously, there were some wrongs, but as being humans, you always try to look to, do better because we're not perfect, and to, cast judgment on other people is, and you're not perfect either. So yeah. As long as we continue to better ourselves as people, players, and move forward, that's what the main goal is.
Well, yeah, I played a little ball myself in Little League. So I know this, you know this. I mean, sign stealing is a part of the game. As a player, do you look at it and say it's not really that big of a deal because we're all trying to get an advantage, or do you feel like there are points where it can become egregious?
I just learned about this whole sign stealing once I got to the big leagues. Yeah. So yeah. It's not something that I've done for a long time. It was eye opening, but as you said, it's part of the game, and that's why there's always multiple signs being distributed. So we're all trying to get better. We're all trying to win, and stuff happens.
Did you ever hear the loud trash can banging and wonder what was going on?
No, I didn't. I'm in center field. I don't think I'm going to hear it.
You couldn't hear it out there.
I can hear it out there.
I know you got some superpowers with some of the catches you make, but if you can hear that, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that would be impressive.
Supersonic here.
And this is, we're in your hometown area here. You're from Naples, right down the street.
I live there. I live there.
Yeah.
So I know, Jackie, your mom played a big role in your life growing up, and I always love to hear about the significance that players have as it relates to their numbers and things in their lives. So can you tie in number 19 to your mom for us? Because I think that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. I was born in 1990, but mm-hmm. What your reference is, my mom was in labor with me for 19 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I hope you bought her a house or something.
we both almost... Not to bring the mood down, we both almost passed.
Wow.
My mom had a tumor in her pituitary gland that she had to get removed.
Wow.
So that was causing a little difficulty and that's why she was in labor with me for so long.
And your parents were pretty strict when you were growing up. How do you think that's helped set you up for success later on in life, especially with your career?
I don't like to say the word strict, okay. Just because it gets a negative connotation. Mm-hmm. I would just say pretty straightforward.
Okay, all
right. I tried to make sure I obviously stayed out of trouble, that I focused on things that they felt were important, and obviously I thought was important, because if I didn't, I probably wouldn't right. do it the right way. But, yeah, they really focused on making sure that, you know, I had a good background, solid background right. in order to move forward and hopefully become successful one day.
Nice.
The outfield was a real constant for years here with the Killer Bees, and now as Mookie departs, it's you and Ben Attendee, and now you're welcoming in two new guys. The Verdugo trade, I'm not sure if you've had much chance to interact with him. And okay, and they just announced that Kevin Pillar is coming in on a one-year deal. So what'll the process be like sort of bringing these guys in and getting them up to speed with how you guys do business in the outfield?
Yeah, I think that's obviously what, you know, spring training is kind of all about. Not only is everybody kind of getting back into the routine of things, but, you know, you start seeing new faces, and they're learning you. They're trying to get a read on you, get a feel on you. And, you know, it for the most part, it's pretty good. Being down here is a great setting for that. It's warm. People are happy. People are smiling. And we all like to get in our routines. Mm-hmm. And once things get going, you know, guys, they start learning each other and seeing how each other ticks. And, you know, it's a good learning experience.
People are smiling because the beers at Twin Peaks are only $3.
Well, there you go. I mean, as long as people are smiling.
And ice cold. And the weather, too. But, you know, you came up in 13, so technically this is almost like this is year 8 for you. So do you take on a little bit of a leadership role this year now? Do you embrace that?
I embrace it all. You know, I like to think that the amount of years that you've been in the game doesn't equate necessarily to leadership. You know, guys can lead from an early age as well. I think it's just how you go about your business and making sure you do it or try to do it the right way. You know, a lot of people and I guess members of, you know, maybe the media like to equate statistics to whether they think this person should be a leader, or they think just because they had a great year or then they for sure should be a leader. No, I mean, a leader can be someone who he talks about it, who is that great example of how to play the game. There's a lot of guys who necessarily might not have those statistical numbers, but they're leaders as well. So
like a Brock Holt kind of guy?
Brock's great. Yeah. Brock's amazing. He's a leader. We have a lot of leaders, a lot of guys who have that leadership capability, and I don't think it's fair to necessarily put it all on one person's shoulder.
Well, that also happens, I think, from a fan perspective and a media perspective.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, I'd be interested kind of in hearing from you about David Price. Like, I think a lot of us from the outside thought David Price was a jerk. Right. You know, you guys, I'm sure, maybe you'll say he was, but I mean, was he the same? Was the guy that we saw the same guy that you saw?
Absolutely not. You know, we have definitely different perspectives of DP, and that's okay. Everyone's, you know, entitled to their opinion, and they'll talk about their experiences. But I can only talk from my experience, and he's a great teammate. He's a great person, great family man, and
great Fortnite player.
Yeah, from what I hear. I haven't played him.
Oh, you haven't played him?
I haven't played him. Nah, no. I played PUBG. Oh. So I really didn't get into the Fortnite as big as everybody else did. But that's okay. I mainly want to say that everybody has their opinion and to, you know, who they think a person is. But, you know, as anyone probably will say, inside the clubhouse, inside our space, he was great. He He tried to make the clubhouse as easygoing as possible. He was always there for us, and you know he's going to be missed.
And speaking of things that we as fans or we as media think, did Mookie want to stay here? Because I think there's a prevailing opinion that maybe he didn't. In your discussions with Mookie, did he want to be here?
Why is that opinion that he wouldn't want to be here?
I don't know. I mean, I don't.
One of those things that gained traction. I guess people thought, well, if he isn't going to take what could be perceived to be a team-friendly deal or some sort of hometown discount, that he must not want to be here.
So why necessarily would he have to take a discount?
I want to get it out there. He would have, if the Red Sox were able to get to where he wanted to be, he would be here.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I mean, all I know is he wanted to go to free agency, and he has that right. Mm-hmm. That's what I know. He wanted to get to free agency, no matter what it was, and he's been consistent. Like don't act like he's switched up his mind along the way. He's been consistent from day one. I'm gonna wait till I get to free agency.
Right.
I'm gonna wait till I get to free agency.
Yeah.
We're gonna offer you this for three. I'm gonna wait till I get to free agency. Mm-hmm. So it's not like he didn't
change.
Yeah, he didn't flip flop. So you know the whole narrative that he didn't want to be here, I don't think is fair.
Jackie Bradley Jr. is our guest here in Fort Myers. What do you think of the speed of the game? And do you think that baseball needs to try to figure ways to speed the game up a little bit? Or do you like it just the way it is?
Leave the game alone, man. it's just a lot of extra stuff. You shouldn't have to have anybody thinking about anything. The whole three batter minimum thing. Why? I'm gonna have to agree with Trevor Bauer on this. Like, just market the players. The players, not worried about the necessarily speed of the game.
All right. Ken's glad to hear that. Ken, you probably have a question. I know,
of course.
Know you have. What do you want to ask?
Well, back to free agency. I wanted to ask Jackie about his personal situation. I know you were on with Rob Bradford last year, and you mentioned that you were looking forward to it yourself. And I think at the time you mentioned extension had not been discussed here. Are both of those things still true?
100% still true.
And you'd be open to them coming and talking to you today?
I'm always open.
Always open.
I'm a pretty open book.
Right.
You're like, nothing wrong with talking.
You're like Store 24. You're always
Store 24.
From Motel 6.
Do they have Store 24? I just want to ask, the other day Nathan Eovaldi said that he sort of relished the role that maybe some expectations or pressure may be off of you guys now, that people may be sort of sleeping on the Red Sox a little bit this year. You know, the Yankees, the big signing with Gerrit Cole and the lineup that they have and that bullpen. Do you relish? I mean, you strike me as someone who relishes every opportunity, but do you think that maybe people are sleeping on the Red Sox this year and you embrace that?
I'm not worried. I don't really know what other people are thinking. I'm sure there's comments that, you know, obviously, when you're losing one of the best players in the game, your team's going to be different. One of the elite pitchers in our game for over the past, say, 10 years. And there's going to be different varying opinions. But at the end of the day, you still got to go out there and play the game. I've never seen paper win a game. You got to go out there and compete, and you never know who's going to win. What's going to happen? A lot of people like to make predictions and stuff like that, but a lot of people are wrong, too. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like it.
I just got chills.
Yeah. I know.
I like it.
We're getting to, it's just great to actually hear it from the players. It's very easy, like Jackie just said, to sit back, look at paper and computer screens and say, like, well, there's a lot of subtraction and not the same kind of addition we'd expect, so we're not going to give them the fighting chance. We come down here, you get into it. Now, all of a sudden, like, let's play ball. Let's go.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming by this morning.
You're welcome.
What's the day like today? What do you get? Do you get breakfast? Do they hook
you up with it? Yeah. I'm gonna go get some breakfast.
How's the food? Is it?
It's really good.
Is it good?
Especially the bacon.
Yeah. The bacon. Oh, you like a big bacon guy?
I love bacon.
I can't believe we went this entire interview without talking about food.
No food talk. This is so unlike the show.
Where's the best place to eat in Naples?
Ooh. Man, I don't want to mess up all my
my
good stuff with the other restaurants.
Let me give you a rec, Jackie. Captain and Crew Restaurant by the Cambier Playground in Naples. The smoked fish spread is the best thing in Naples.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
How about this? I'll say one of the good spots here up in Fort Myers.
Okay.
I got to keep all my Naples restaurants happy.
Your connects.
Yeah. Let's go with Fancy's.
Fancy's?
Yeah.
Is that a chain?
It's not a chain.
A lot of chains
right
down
off
here.
That's off of Daniels Parkway. If you're, would that be north or south?
South.
Yeah. Fancy's. It's a southern kitchen place. Nice. A little chicken and waffles type place.
Nice.
And Greg will be there in 3, 2, 1.
Well, I mean, there's also the Waffle House. Really, I mean, if it's busy at Fancy's.
Fancy's,
it blows the Waffle House away.
Yeah.
You wear glasses. I don't know if you're equipped to go to Waffle House.
Where do you like to eat when you're in Boston?
I love the North. I love North End.
You do?
Yeah. I love Italian food. I mean, I love seafood, too. My guy, Mr. Nick Verano.
Yes, Nicky.
Yeah.
You like to go to Strega?
I love to go to Strega.
Mm-hmm.
I love to go to Del Frisco as well.
Yeah.
Fenway, I always go here all the time. Thornton's Fenway Grill.
Oh.
Right there on, I think, is it Peterborough?
Yeah, I've been there.
It's literally like two blocks from Fenway. Marty. I always go there as well pretty often. I just love to eat.
You love to eat. Same here. Same here. We look a little different, though.
Yeah,
okay. I think it's the workout routine, maybe.
Maybe it's the heat, too.
Maybe. It could be the heat. That's why I'm sweating. Right. Yes. All right. Well, listen, thanks for being on this morning. Good luck this season.
Thank you.
All right. Everybody's rooting for you.
I appreciate it.
And that's Jackie Bradley Jr., and we got to get to what is trending.
Monday night, weeknight 6 to 10. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
And trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Treat your Valentine to delicious meals this Thursday. Specials, too. Thursday through Saturday at the 99 Restaurants. Enjoy their Valentine Surf and Turf. That's be today through Saturday. Today and tomorrow. Valentine Surf and Turf or the slow roasted prime rib of the 99. Always the real deal. Big night for the Celtics. Jason Tatum with 39 points. 17 from the fourth quarter on. A double overtime thriller and a win over the Clippers at the Garden. Here's Brad Stevens talking about the statement nature of the win.
I don't know that we learned much more. You know, sometimes the ball bounces your way. You know, we had a chance to win in regulation and in overtime and didn't make the last shot, you know, and maybe if they have the last one, it doesn't work out that way. But this team's got good fight. It's got good toughness. And that's been really fun. I mean, this last 6 weeks has been really hard. From the standpoint of, you know, starting on, you know, and we've talked about it a lot, not having anything but more than one day off in the last 6 weeks between games.
And they'll have some time off now. The All-Star break, four-game road trip begins February 21st in Minnesota. Clippers were without Patrick Beverley and Paul George for most of the game, C's without Jaylen Brown. During the first time out of the game, Celtics surprised fans with a video announcement that Kevin Garnett's jersey number 5 will be retired next year. That will hang in the open space next to Paul Pierce's number 34. Red Sox news, outfielder Alex Verdugo may miss the start of the season due to his back injury that began affecting him last year, and Kevin Pillar in agreement per John Heyman with the Sox on a one-year $4.25 million deal. He apparently has showed up at camp. He's got a locker there already. Erod lost his arbitration case. He'll make $8.3 million this year, and the NHL fines Zdeno Chara $5,000 for a cross-check to Brendan Gallagher's upper body, let's say. It's the Greg Hill Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
What's the matter now? I don't look good enough for everybody who I can't win on this radio station.
What's the problem?
Ken is abusing me for the way I look.
What are those shorts? Those are your meeting shorts or what?
Yeah, what's wrong with them?
They're nice.
What's wrong with my shorts? Are they tight? I mean, do they not fit properly?
Bit.
Like, I got a white T-shirt on. Somebody, we tweeted a photo of Jackie Bradley Jr. and somebody was asking if I sleep in a cot here at the ballpark. I haven't had a haircut in weeks. I get it. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, why did you get the haircut before we came down? You were complaining about that last week. That you
needed I'm weeks behind on a haircut.
Well, you're a busy guy. You got a lot going on.
Greg, you look like you slept on a wharf.
I understand, but who cares? It's radio.
You need one of those mobile barbers to come to the studio.
Who cares what one looks like? I mean,
that's why we work in radio.
Are we worried about that?
I look great in these photos that Danielle keeps posting on Instagram, so I wouldn't be one to talk.
Well, everyone had a field day yesterday with me wearing my Crocosins, but the fact that you look like you were scraping barnacles off the side of a sailboat.
who was the brother that worked in the shipyard in Bloodline? Kevin?
Yeah. No,
the
Kevin.
Essence
I think
of Kevin.
Wasn't Kevin the Kevin was the police chief guy?
No, that it was. It was Danny was the vagabond.
Yeah,
the police chief was. What the hell was his name?
Yeah, you're right. Probably it was Kevin.
Yeah,
the
I
guy
think it was that, Kevin that worked at the shipyard.
Yeah,
you're like Kevin minus the coke.
Listen, you go on a trip. The first couple of days, you have all your clothes. They're good. They're folded. They're ready to go. Third day, you're out of clothes.
Yeah, this guy wants to make fun of me for bringing a big suitcase.
I had to wear the white T-shirt. It's ill-fitting. I mean, I don't know.
It's not ill-fitting. It's Florida. You're fine. You're fine.
I don't know what to tell
you.
I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe you should go back to using the gel.
And I've never seen more controversial opinions that I have on interviewing Red Sox players and staff on this radio station. The listeners of this show either love it or they can't stand it.
Right.
What's the mentality there, Curtis? I get if you went to the text line and you looked at the interview that we just did with Jackie Bradley Jr., there would be 50% of the people who say, "Gosh, I really like Jackie Bradley Jr., good guy." Answered the questions, and then there'd be another 50% of the people who say, "Z, I'm falling asleep. This guy has no personality." But what's that? What is that mentality?
First of all, that's a good ratio to have. You want 50-50.
Yeah.
You want to have that. You want to be right there. You want half the audience to be that's great, half the audience to have something negative to say about it, because that means that you're doing your job well. Secondly, there's a portion of the audience right now that despises the Boston Red Sox. They are angry at this organization. So any interview where you don't sit there and say, "Jackie, you're an ass, you know, what do you, how dare you walk up here," they're going to say you're throwing softballs. So that's that. I think that's that portion of the audience.
Jackie, why didn't you volunteer some of your salary to keep Mookie? God. Really, people are just like, sometimes I wonder just how difficult it must be to be a professional athlete anywhere in the age of social media, let alone in Boston, where winning has become such a norm and such a constant that we're so insufferable that you can seemingly do nothing right. Ever.
I don't think it's hard for athletes in Boston.
I do.
Really?
I don't think
Jackie Bradley Jr. that gets tweets like we get texts. I mean, I think people love him.
He struck me. He had a duck's ass mentality. I don't think he cares at all. And good for him, but for some of them, maybe like a certain departed pitcher who drove a Batmobile and is in Los Angeles now, obviously it bothered them.
No, but David Price, fans wanted to embrace David Price. He never embraced them.
Correct.
I think the people that are treated poorly by fans are only reacting to how they've been treated by the athlete. I don't think people here anymore in Boston look for reasons to hate athletes. I think it's the opposite.
Did you feel like he was evasive? I mean,
I don't think he's going to be replacing you anytime in the morning at WEEI, if that's what you're asking. I don't think he's really got this, you know, sort of electric personality, but I mean...
he's a baseball player. He's Jackie Bradley Jr. I mean, is the expectation that he's going to have a lively, fiery personality?
It's weird. I just got a text from Stacey James and Bill Belichick. They thought his interview was perfect.
He really did play by the Belichick playbook that one.
You thought he did?
Yes.
It was Patriots-like.
It was like
he at the end, sort of, did you notice he opened up when talking about food especially? That's when I thought he really blossomed. We should have started with the food and then worked our way.
Nick was following him down the hall, demanding he go to this place in Naples, telling him the exact longitude and latitude
Curtis,
of its location.
Curtis, I'm telling you, the smoked fish spread at this place is one of the...
Safe smoked fish spread one more time. Today.
Smoked fish spread.
There's a better shot of Greg Hill leading off of the Red Sox than JBJ going to that restaurant.
Guarantee you. When he tweets out a picture and helps blow that place up, you're welcome in advance, guys. I want my oysters free next time.
And then he had some tips about some places in Zona that JBJ should try.
Come on, Laird. Laugh it up, fuzzball.
What?
Well, I mean, I think Ken got to the meat of the issue with him, which is that they're not coming to him for an extension, and he may be expendable, right? I mean, based on signings,
trade bait at the deadline for sure.
He may be trade bait.
I would. Yeah,
Yoruba Reed. We have to do in this segment.
Let's do it then. Is it time right now? All right, let's do it right now. So. If you would like to win yourself a trip to Aruba, we are giving one away. All you have to do is go to weei.com/Aruba and enter the code word double. That's weei.com/Aruba. You enter the code word double and you will be entered to win our trip for a getaway to one big happy island, Aruba. You stay at the DV Village Golf and Beach Resort and you get access to 10 freshwater pools that offer everything from water slides to quiet adult areas and swim up bars. So it's all brought to you by DV Village Golf and Beach Resort and the WEEI Sports Radio Network. And your next opportunity to win comes at 12:30 with Dale and Keefe, and then you get another one this afternoon at 4:30 on OMF, right before Christian tells you that he is 100% convinced that Tom Brady is staying a New England Patriot.
Beep, beep.
We will take a break, and we'll be right back.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Greg Hill Show,
live from Red Sox spring training in Fort Myers, Florida,
is brought to you by Arbella Insurance
and by your New England Honda dealers, featuring the award-winning Honda CR-V.
Well, just about another hour or so to go here from Fort Myers and JetBlue Park.
Are you sad?
What do you mean, am I sad?
Are you sad that your broadcast time in Fort Myers is winding to a close?
No, like
I know you love it here.
I feel that it's ending in the right way. There is a fantastic photo of me that can now be dissected and ripped apart left and right on the interwebs. I know Ken is very upset. He feels I look rumpled. I wore some kind of a white T-shirt that's not appropriate. It's not complimentary.
I mean, respect the Red Sox. Jesus.
Respect the Red Sox.
He's rumpled sheepskin.
It's not really that. I mean, I think I need an added Peloton session at some point.
Bad angle. I think just it's a bad angle.
It's a bad angle?
Yeah. You gotta,
it's the lighting.
That's why I always sit bitch and moan every time we take pictures. I'm like, give me a second. I got to get into position. It's when you get the outside of the group photo and you have to curve to the side. If everyone is in a straight line, you're okay. If you're on the edge of that group and you have to turn inward, you can never. There's no possible way to take a flattering photo unless you're like a buck 20 in an Instagram
smile. Well, but Curtis rushed to put it right up. That's, you know how Curtis is.
Schadenfreude.
He wanted a little revenge for that Instagram photo array that you placed up yesterday, Danielle.
And another one today.
Yeah, there's a second one today on my Instagram, at Danielle.mer.
I thought it was weird that somebody walked by, Greg, and actually put some change in your empty coffee cup.
I think it's, I don't really, honestly, I don't get why I look that bad. I mean, short of being fat.
The lighting makes your shirt look wrinkled when it's really not, and I think it's just a bad angle.
It's the pleats.
And you need a haircut, that's all. But you've said that before, so that's it.
Yeah, I mean, here's a text that says, the only thing missing from Greg's outfit is the will work for food or any little bit helps.
Aw.
I mean, I don't know.
Greg, it was weird when you stopped. I was trying to get on the Mass Pike the other day, and you got in front of my car.
Did he wash your window? You know what you look like? You look like a guy that's trying to win a Greg Hill lookalike contest at a local happy hour.
I mean,
no, it's great.
I guess I got to get out of here and get a haircut.
No, listen, Greg.
Buy some new clothes.
Greg, you working out at Body by Bacardi was a good choice.
I mean, my Lord. I'm 53 years old. What do you think I'm going to look like at this point?
It's Body by Bolognese, by the
way. Oh, yes.
863 text, obscure reference, meeting shorts from The Irishman. Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
My God. One too many meatballs in the kitchen there, champ.
maybe one less garlic knot.
Those were good.
Those were delicious.
Oh, they were.
Here's a text that says, Greg, how was 6 meatballs in the kitchen last night?
Aw. He had a salad, too.
I did have a salad.
You did have a salad.
Yeah.
I'm a man!
More feedback on Jackie Bradley Jr. Did he just wake up? He's so sleepy. I mean,
it's
don't...
It's not that he's sleepy. I think he's just kind of a low-key dude when he talks.
He is what he is. He's Jackie Bradley Jr.
He is what he is.
I mean, he's not going to have an electric personality, you know? He's not going to.
Won't give
what
you
he,
any info on anything.
I mean, some would say he's low energy, Greg.
He is low energy, yes.
He caught it from
yes,
Greg.
Yes, yes.
Like the coronavirus.
That's the first of the 100 lines that Doug Lane wrote today that anybody's used on the show. all right, let's go to Paul. Nothing better than a frustrated air personality who's been an engineer for 50 years, is there?
How much longer until this show's over? My God, it is getting
It's getting frisky in here.
Doug brought me a seashell today, though, so thanks, Doug.
Yeah, and
love
and,
you, buddy.
Helps make our coffee, gets our soda pops.
This is Paul. Hello.
We're losing. This is what
Paul. What's up? What's up, Paul?
Greg, I love it. It's the end of the week. It's the warm weather, and it's about time you three musketeers are getting along. And just to defend Greg, it's radio, but it doesn't matter what his hair and shorts look like. Listen to what the man says. Greg, let's facts get in the way. Danielle and Nick, back him up. It's nice to hear someone who's actually discussing sports. Thank you.
I don't dress up for the show. If I look like... if I look like I'm going to a soup kitchen or something like that, I may do that. But is it still okay to call it a soup kitchen, or is that some kind of a derogatory term? Or say they probably don't even serve? Do they serve soup at the soup kitchen anymore?
I just read in Vogue that the tattered rum runner is a good look this year.
Let's see here.
Obscure office reference, by the way. Creed went to a soup kitchen often, did he not?
Yes, he did.
I forget which soup he liked the best, but
warming up for Chavis.
Here's a text that says, "Age is not an excuse. Look at J-Lo at 50. Yes, all natural.
Yeah.
She has done all that naturally. Could it be that JBJ is depressed about losing Mookie? I don't know. He didn't seem to be that bothered.
Greg,
by
he
that.
Did call him Marcus.
Yes, and he called David Price DP.
How did I miss that?
Jackie,
I don't know how anybody missed that, but
unlike your sartorial choices, we were respecting the process.
Fitzy called him a superhero.
And he called Kevin Garnett the ticket earlier.
Yes.
Nobody in the history of sports has ever used that term, on the ticket. Mm-hmm. But Nick is taking big abuse on his take this morning, his lead this morning, that
I'll own it.
That KG should not have his number retired. So I don't know.
It's okay. I'm not trying to offer up a contrarian take.
Yes,
everyone,
you are.
Yes, everyone who
you're trying to be a contrarian like Ken.
All right, Tris, trying to win back those ratings. Yes. Hey, Fourier, listen to me, big guy. I'm owning it. I'm 99.6% sure that I think that they shouldn't put him up there, and I love you, big guy.
Well, do you think that everybody who's up there belongs to be up there Celtics-wise?
No.
Really?
Not necessarily.
Huh.
24, literally a quarter of the numbers that you can wear are going to be retired for the Celtics. And look, I watched the response video. I've seen all the nasty tweets and the text line back at me. I understand it. I watched the video. I got the feels when I watched the video announcing it last night. I get it. Garnett was the ultimate high energy guy. I just think the impact has been made, and I like remembering him with something else besides retiring the number.
Curtis agrees with you.
Yeah, I think that you put up the anything is possible quote on the wall, do a little mural for it, celebrate him that way forever for what he brought to the team, but let's just stop everybody getting their jersey retired. It's getting out of hand in this city. It's like, it used to be once every 10 to 15 years it happened. We had Larry Bird night, you know, you retire Yaz, whatever. Now it's like every season there's, you know, bobblehead night, and then we have a retired jersey night. You know, it's a little much.
What, do you feel the same way about the Hall of Fame?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The Hall of Fame is like, I don't understand it. I honestly don't. I feel like the way that we have the voters now with social media are so petrified to leave somebody off of the Hall of Fame because people can contact them so easily that they just put 10 guys on the ballot every year and people are getting in that don't deserve it.
Unless, Curtis, they disagree with their politics.
Larry Walker is not a freaking Hall of Famer. Craig Biggio is not a Hall of Famer. These guys were okay players, never got in the top five in MVP voting. It's getting out of hand.
Well, they're very good players, but that's why people complain Hall of Fames, which are just basically high-priced museums at this point, are the Hall of Very Greats. For example, Greg, the new incoming class for the NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame, nobody was thrilled with that. Like Denver safety Steve Atwater, very good player, not someone who just immediately jumps to mind, you know, like Mike Milbury can. It isn't someone who jumps to mind like, no, there was one of the greatest players
but,
at that position.
So what are your standards for the Celtics to retire a number then?
I don't even know if I have a set of standards. Normally, I think people just think, in general, Danielle, yes, of course. But, like, you know, people think, like, double-digit 10 years. 10 year now, there are many players that have their numbers retired that weren't there for double digits. I don't know. It says something to you. It calls to you, and you just know. And to me, it just sort of struck me as a little preemptive. Just a little too much.
I think it's simple. You know it when you see it. Like, you know if a number should be retired when you see it. It's just sort of like that.
You don't base it on any kind of achievement?
No. Because
I mean, Larry Walker was an MVP, by the way, which is why you can't trust Curtis. You know it when you see it because he obviously doesn't know the numbers. So why could you? I mean, you have to study. You have to look at what the guy did.
What year did Larry Walker win an MVP?
97.
In Colorado. Colorado.
49 homers that year. Yeah.
Totally juice ball.
Yeah, I was gonna hitting a beach ball while also getting.
Do you think Larry Walker's a Hall of Famer, Ken?
I do. Yeah. I mean, look at his whole body of work. He's had an incredible run.
I do not think he's a Hall of Famer.
But you don't think there's... I mean, so you're the Celtics, and you're deciding, all right, we're going to retire KG's number. You don't think there's some sort of standard that they're using internally to determine that they're going to do that?
No. Why did they randomly decide to do it yesterday?
Yes, and Greg, he left the Celtics 7 years ago. So if there was some sort of like time span where they say like you're eligible to have your number retired to the rafters after 3 years or 5 years or what have you, like 7 years, it just seemed a tad arbitrary.
The three of them brought the three of them brought the first title to Boston in a long period of time.
That's right.
So
it had been over 20 years.
Right. So they're not allowed. That's not worthy of it.
No, I had friends texting me saying, like, I usually agree with your takes, man, but you know what? You're wrong on this one. He changed the entire tenure, culture, and energy in the town, and especially on the Celtics.
Here's a text that says, I've never heard Curtis or Nick bring up basketball ever. Their opinion is a joke. Oh, all right.
Well, I mean, we knew that.
You're not allowed to, you're not allowed to have an opinion on it.
I mean, I love regular season NBA. It's really great to watch.
Mm-hmm. Big fan. Almost as much as me.
Oh, my God.
Huge fan.
This show is just a Royal Rumble of ridiculous every day.
Really? Oh, the Royal Rumble of ridiculous.
Alliteration.
What are you, Channel 7?
Nick's problem, he told Curtis and I last night in a moment of reflection, is that he's too nice. He's too polite. He said that is...
You define that as your problem?
Yes, that is.
We need to sit down and talk. Said
how much time do you have? Curtis, told you sound like a balloon that is getting let out. As someone who has balloons in my house frequently with young kids.
He said his problem with you and others is that he's just too polite.
Well, that's
true. He can't help being nice. He's just too polite of a person.
You can sense it during interviews, too. He does not want to be confrontational. He wants everybody to love him. Like he'll go, yeah. It just totally couches any athlete we have on.
Okay, all right, let me get ready for the next one. Hey, Michael Chavis, hit 100 home runs this year or you suck. How's that? Is that good, Ken?
Well, I mean, admit it. You're afraid of confrontation.
No, I don't like confrontation, but where I deem it necessary, I'll ask. And you know what? Who asked the N'Keal Harry question to Tom Brady and got the question back this year? Ken?
The N'Keal Harry question? Oh, yeah. We all remember that all one. Right.
Yeah, and how many times did you get to ask Tom Brady a question this year? Once, and look what happened. Tom Brady actually said, Ken, do you want to speak to this? You almost cost us the most important interview in the history of WEEI. You jerk.
Don't forget Blake Swihart. I believe he had a question yesterday.
For baseball hardos, me asking the baseball operations director if Connor Wong comped out at something like Blake Swihart.
Our new weekend shows, the two Blakes.
Oh, my God.
Hey, when Krug was on, you grilled him.
Tori, I actually live a couple houses down from Tuca.
Mm-hmm. My name is Tuca. I live out in front of Fitz. My house is much bigger than his. Aww. I wish I could come through in the clutch.
Michael Chavis is on his way up as we speak.
Excellent.
Get your office quotes ready.
Oh, yeah.
Is this true about KG that he threw the team physician's dinner? He threw out the team physician's dinner because the players hadn't all eaten yet? Is that a true story?
I'm sure it's true.
Do we have to take a break? We probably do. All right, we got to take a break, and then Michael Chavis will join us here from Fort Myers, Florida, on The Greg Hill Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.